County of Maricopa Court is now in session. Judge Salty is now presiding.
The People versus Blackface, 105356FB5C. On the charge of wearing blackface the night of September 22nd, what is your plea?
Not guilty, Your Honor. My client over here, he painted a face black. What are you gonna do? People got upset. They need to get over it. Hey, take it easy. You guys need to calm down.
Your Honor, point of personal privilege, no gender pronouns.
Tim, please use the right term.
They, that, shim, sham, bada boom, bada bing.
Do you want to be in contempt of court? I suggest you start taking this a little bit more seriously, sir.
Yeah.
All right, prosecution, please proceed with your opening statement.
Your Honor, the defendant is clearly in violation of Penal Code 479-4.
Hey, look. Hey, I've done a ton of these cases before. Look at a slap on the wrist. Not to worry. You didn't do it more than once, did you? Okay, good. There you go. All right. Look, either way, thanks for listening to the show. We've been putting in a lot of time and effort to make a great case for you to listen. After this, go find us on social media. We're posting some compelling content that is sure to be informative. We're on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter. Just search for The Salty Show and give us a follow. Hit that like button if you want. Share some of the content. All right. Stick around and listen to the verdict.
Which, the offense was committed, which is, again, exactly how this court interpreted the phrase, offense that is a misdemeanor.
Oh, shoot. Guess who's back in the motherfucking house?
My ears blew out.
What up? It's Timmy Two Times in the house. What up, everybody?
Oh my God.
He's excited.
I can't even. Hello. This is Heidi.
Hey, everybody. This is Jeremy, and welcome to our world.
Hi, Saul. I'm back.
Welcome back, buddy. We missed you on the last episode.
I missed myself, too.
All right. So on this episode of The Salty Show, Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau's face.
No, I think you said it right the first time.
Was shown to have been painted black many times over the years. Jesus. He's facing some pressure to resign from many who find his appropriations of minority cultures to be, well, in his words, racist. President Trump visited the border wall this week and triggered the hysterical left. We'll show you some video from Trump Tower in Chicago that had the Salty Crew fuming. Yeah. Next, Candace Owens testified in Congress this week, and she brought the heat. Point of personal privilege, let's just say she slapped some sense to these lefties. It was really good.
She slapped him in the face with a 12-inch dick.
Wow.
And finally, Minnesota, a state that hasn't voted for Republican since 1972, just might turn red this coming elections.
Wow.
New data seems to show the locals apparently like jobs.
Oh, wow.
Wow. Who would have thought?
Who would have thought, right?
No eating.
What a concept.
Yeah.
All right, we'll talk about all that and more on this episode of The Salty Show. You!
The Salty Show!
Boom!
I'm not ready for you.
All right.
No one's ready for Tim today.
Heidi. What is going on out there in Crazy Chronicles?
A few things. Let's start out with a man quits his job after being outed as Australia's notorious poop jogger.
Oh, dear Lord.
So what, he was just jogging around pooping or what?
He was said to have relieved himself 30 times outside the same block of flats.
Oh, wow. 30 times. Is that like in a month or?
That's not like a burrito fart, by the way.
It's a cereal pooing.
Oh, wow. Is that the same guy that was actually shitting and putting it down women's pants?
No,
that was
Australia. That was in New York.
Wait, so he resigned on his own, by his own accord? Or?
He did, yes. As a man accused of cereal. Yeah, he was embarrassed. Has quit his job after a photographer caught him relieving himself on a Suburban.
Have you seen the picture of this guy?
No.
He looks like Gordon Ramsay. I'm not kidding.
Oh, wow.
No, good eye, Mike.
No, I swear to God. Look.
Oh, wow.
Oh, yeah, here.
He does look like Gordon Ramsay.
Is that did he bring toilet That's paper so with him?
Good day, mate. Like,
yeah, I think
put
you're
a little
right.
shit on the Barbie.
So he gets up in the morning, has a couple cups of coffee, and then goes up for his jog, and it kicks in right halfway through his
halfway
jog.
Halfway through, and he's just got to go. He was probably doing it to
piss
somebody
off. Oh my God, you guys.
Off.
He was. It looks like he was part of. Is it seriously saying he was part of the city council?
Oh no. Oh wow. Oh,
it
no.
is known if he.
Well, no wonder he quit his job.
It is not known if he has also stepped down from that position. Yeah, he was.
Well, he stepped in something.
Have you ever seen The Breakfast Club?
He looks like the principal.
You know, he looks like the principal from The Breakfast Club.
Yeah, exactly.
A little bit.
Oh.
A little bit.
And an old Dolph Lundgren.
All right, what else you got, Heidi?
No.
I don't know. What is she wearing between her boobs? I'm sorry.
I don't know.
I saw boobs, so.
Jesus. All right, what else?
Boobs.
So watch out because 8 unexpected arrivals as service dog gives birth.
Huh?
So
say
as
that again?
Service dog gives birth. So the service dog was at the airport. And she whelped 8 pups.
Oh, wow. I didn't know service dogs were allowed to fuck.
It's not
you know
a service
right.
dog.
It said it is.
It's not a service. Yeah, right.
Who's she servicing? I'm not listening to this lady. Her annoying voice.
I did this just
so,
for
so the dog. So the dog had puppies in
had
the airport.
Had puppy, yeah, 2-year-old yeah. English golden
service
retriever.
Dog my ass,
beautiful dog.
And service yeah. dog was waiting at the gate in Tampa.
Yeah, she's breeding that
airport.
Dog. And
yeah, that's bullshit. Yeah. That whole service animal thing is just got
it stop
way
it. I
want to
get
control.
Rocco a service dog.
It, you do, so, and
at
I will
work,
shoot you
at work. Now I can say it because. Jeremy, you can't. But you know what I mean? Like, people who care, walking around with your dog, you bringing your pet, man. Stop.
Yeah. Yeah.
Stop.
Yeah.
Okay. What did you go through that?
Okay. We were coming out of Denny's. We were coming out of Denny's one day or waiting for a seat at Denny's. And there was this woman with a dog that was supposedly the service dog. And it was like a wiener or some shit.
Yeah.
And there was zero training with this dog. And I'm like, you know what? Give me a
that's
break.
The dog is pulling her
way.
On the leash.
Yeah. That dog is a service dog.
See, nobody can say anything.
I know. That's what's messed up. No, you should have. No, honestly,
you should be able to.
That, you, if you're going to do something like that. You should have a license for that.
Yeah.
It should be
yes.
fully trained and has to get its training.
Right.
It's got to be able to pass certain things.
Yep.
Because
that's how it used to be.
It's getting out of control. It is getting out of control.
Yeah, you got people try to bring in lizards and freaking reptiles into
the
airplane.
Yeah. The monkey.
Get out of here.
The monkey.
I want
the
monkey from last weekend, right?
I want one.
Our last episode.
I want
one. No. Right. So I have a dog in the airport story. So we get back from a flight from probably Northern California, and I'm walking out of the Phoenix terminal, out of the gateway or whatever it is. And I walk up, and there's this lady. She's got one of those full neck braces on, right? Like the whiplash brace or whatever. And she's and I see where she was sitting. Right in front of her was this puddle of yellow. I thought she spilled her lemonade or whatever. And she's kind of waddling over. She grabs like a paper towel or a tissue or something, and she's waddling back to clean it up. And I was going to say, oh, don't, I'll get it. And the closer she got, I realized she had a fucking dog in her lap. I'm like, you know what, fucking bitch, clean up your own dog's piss.
Jesus, terrible. Yeah, like, I'm with you,
person.
Man. Like, no.
But yeah, it's just like, no.
You want to do, because the idea here originally was, you know, there are people who maybe do. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not knocking that. But what happens is people abuse it.
Like, yeah. Yes. No, there's a lot. I've seen some really cool things with service dogs. Like, they can actually, like, when somebody's having a seizure and shit, like, they can help get them under control, or if they're having a meltdown or whatever. I know that diabetes shit, even though, you know, you
point
can
of personal
them,
privilege,
you know,
the problem with that is that it's subjective, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And when you say, well, I can't judge the level of the emotional of your emotional state. Do you see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So how can I sit here and say, oh, you don't need it, and then this person needs it? Do you see what I'm saying?
I think
that's the problem with the whole thing is that we're trying to create a certain environment where we can have service dogs. But the thing is that there's no clear definition on what a service
dog
is.
There used to be.
And now it's abused.
But
it's abused. Exactly.
Exactly. There used to be very clear definition to having the service dogs, like the blind had them in.
Of
some
course.
Of the,
that
like, there
is
were very
the military.
Specific circumstances. Yeah,
for
the military.
PTA, yeah,
with,
I mean.
The working dogs that worked the scenes. But to your point, and then over this time, we've gotten ridiculously out of hand with it. Ridiculously.
Like,
and even the diabetes dogs, I see those at home and at night when you're sleeping. But when you're awake, fucking take care of yourself as a diabetic mom.
Here's what I'm going to say. Okay, so
Tell that to yourself.
So I get it. Having a pet is a good thing,
he does.
Right? But do you need this pet with you 24
no,
seven?
No, that's
don't.
My point. That's my point. Exactly.
And if you
if you do need it 24 hours, then stay at home with it. Don't take it out into public places and make other people deal with your dog.
Exactly. So a lot of times, like a good service dog, like we saw one at when we went to that conference, right? That dog was with that guy all the time, and he sat right next. That was a properly trained service dog. Those are what a service dog is supposed to do.
Yes.
They, every little move you do, they're with you. They're trained that. Everybody else, that, a lot of people that do this, no. They took their home dog, put a service thing on them. Like,
yeah. They ordered a vest off of Amazon.
Right.
Yeah.
Having babies.
Right.
Yeah. That hurts the people that
go
need
ahead and
it.
Skip
to
this one. We're going to go because we're coming up on time here. So,
Australian,
a lot of Australians.
Yeah.
An Australian woman was killed by an amorous camel.
Elaborate on that.
So an Australian woman
laughing?
Was killed by a pet camel. Well, let me finish. By a pet camel given to her as a 60th birthday present after the animal apparently tried to have sex with her.
The animal, he was very amorous. You know what I mean? Like, he wanted to get it on. He was showing his affection.
It was a 10-month-old male camel weighing about 330 pounds.
So did he have camel toe?
Knocked the woman to the ground, laid on top of her, and exhibited.
I want to know.
Wait, did he actually put it in?
I want to know.
From her cold, dead hands.
I want to know what kind of idiot thought it would be a good idea to buy a camel as a pet to a 60-year-old woman.
Hey, they put a service vest on him. It became a it's a service camel.
It's a service camel. It's a service camel.
It serviced her.
It was servicing her. It was doing its job.
Australia, you're taking the place of Florida. Right. I'm just telling you right now.
You know
what?
Yeah, Australia is on the your big dummy list.
They're on the watch list.
So,
and we got any?
What else we got?
All right, so we have an Illinois lawmaker targeted by bird during the interview about pigeon poop.
That's the same one. Come on, wait. Find a different fart one.
The Chicago Democrat got shit on by pigeons.
Oh no!
While he was
even they're sick and tired.
Yeah, they're like, God damn it! You're giving us too much free shit.
Pull your head out of your ass.
That's a good one.
He was complaining about the pigeons, and so
when you have a lot of homeless people,
complain about.
He's worried about pigeons. He needs to worry about typhus and
exactly.
Well, all those pigeons are probably getting hit with needles and shit. You know.
All right. No. You make a point. Have you guys seen the Bill Gates documentary?
No.
It's on Netflix. You guys should watch.
Ooh,
this. He talks
I got
about
of time, so I will.
He talks about the epidemic, with the poop epidemic, basically. So in third world countries.
Oh, in third world countries.
In third world
like San Francisco.
Like
you
were just saying.
LA. Yeah.
They create pathogens that seep into the local environment, causing freaking diarrhea, cholera, and typhoid. Like
I think
said.
I told you guys, Dr. Drew Pinsky, right? He's a famous radio doctor. He called this 5 years ago. I think it was about right around 5 years ago. He's like, if the homeless continues to grow like it is, we'll have reoccurrence of diseases that have been gone for
decades.
You know, a century.
Well, I told you they were shitting. They were shitting in the ocean, and now the shit is in the ocean in LA. Then all of a sudden, the shit is all the way downstream in San Diego.
Yeah,
and you're just sitting there floating, swimming with the dolphins, and you see a turd come right next to you. It's so gross.
What?
No, so going back to the documentary. So last year he put it out there, you know, for inventors and stuff like that to come up with a self-sustaining toilet, and even
for the homeless, a toilet for the homeless,
for in third world countries, right?
Third world countries,
because obviously to try to create a sewer infrastructure that we have here, just being complete, it's just not possible.
It's unrealistic.
So anyway, you guys need to watch this documentary. It's done really well. And it covers a lot about his story. I didn't know that he's an actual genius, dude.
I
did not know. Like Bill Gates is an actual.
Yeah, Gates is on
genius.
Some next level. Even
he
though
never,
he stole some technology.
He never went to. Wasn't he one of the guy the geniuses that never finished college or something
because
he was
out
so
out.
Yeah. he dropped out.
But he's like
something.
Dude.
Oh, no,
the guy.
I know that.
Listen to this. The guy reads. I'm making a number up right now, but I think over 10, more than 10 books a week. And yeah, we're talking about like, yeah.
I can't even read one book in like 10 years.
It's crazy. And he reads it so fast. That's the thing. He's able, and his retention is 90% of the book. He's able to, you know what I'm saying? Like,
regurgitate
for him.
Yeah. He's wow. And he says, that, so a lot of people who interact with him, he's like, you know, it's very rare when you walk into a room and you see somebody, no matter who the person is that's going to come and it's expert in the field, and Bill Gates sometimes even knows more.
Wow.
Yeah, dude. That's how smart the guy is. I didn't even know that about him.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's interesting. Anyway, so, and then he goes, you know, it goes on to his philanthropy and what he's doing now with all the money. And, yeah. And anyways. All right. So what's the next one?
All right. So
there's more?
I got more.
Oh,
ready?
This better be good.
So we got 10 of the most ridiculous 911 calls.
Oh, I guarantee a lot of them came out of Florida.
All right. Well,
Australia.
It doesn't tell me where it came out of. It just gives me the top 10. So, one, to complain that a salon won't change your nail polish color.
You like long or short nail? short nails, please. Thanks.
Oh, that's great.
Oh, honey, that's why you don't have a boyfriend.
Remember that?
Honey, do you like crystal gel for your nail? It's the best thing you can have for your nail. Make look nice. It sparkle like diamond in the sky. Do you like crystal gel?
Yeah.
Donald Trump, don't touch that.
Yeah. 911, how can I help you?
911, how can I help you? Let's say what number two is. To say that a car is refusing to move forward at the gas pump.
That's a fight right there. That's a fight.
Number three, to report that a restaurant won't give you a refund for food that is inedible.
Here it comes.
Dang, anything else? I got a complicated order.
Don't be rude.
To complain that your tenant moved out without giving back their keys. Number five.
There you go. That's it.
Number five, to say that someone else parked in your parking spot. Number six, to ask if a sign that says a washroom is closed at the beach is legitimate.
That's what I'm going to do with those calls.
Seven, to complain that a gas station won't take coins as payment.
Oh, God.
Eight. Eight, to inquire about whether raccoons are dangerous animals.
Damn, nature, you scary.
Nine, to ask if it's illegal to wash clothes at 6 a.m.
Jesus.
Wash them where?
That's what I'm doing.
And last but not least.
I'm the operator. That's what I'm doing.
You guys know, honestly, the rest of the show, man, every time somebody like makes a dumb comment or something, like you just hit the hang up.
Yeah. What's the final one?
And last but not least, to double check the time after daylight savings time ends in the fall.
I'm done.
So it's important to remember that calling 911 with nuisance calls.
We have a complicated order. No, you should do the AOL like thing. The connecting and then just goes.
Seriously, what is fucking wrong with people? 911. This is.
They should go to jail. I wonder how many people today know what that sound is, because that's a landline thing.
Yes.
Oh yeah.
That doesn't.
Do you know what that is?
Oh,
no, he does. He does know it. He had landline.
He looks really confused by that right now. Wait.
Did you know what that last
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. I just.
I think people who are being born right now.
How long until the 10 years general population has no idea what that noise is?
Exactly.
The only,
oh
my the only God. Reason why I know that is because my grandmother
said. Yeah. There you go.
Landline. He thinks it's the phone. That's what.
With a landline, she still has it.
I know, but that's what we're saying. The landline for the phone, what they're talking about is that it used to be that it made a sound when your internet wasn't connecting.
Oh, yeah, that's something else.
What he was talking about, like that noise is the landline.
Yeah.
All right. So, Heidi, thank you for that. Let's get down to this. Justin Trudeau, he...
a fucking idiot.
I think that's pronounced turd face.
Turd face. Yes, exactly. So he wore what I'm going to quote unquote face darkening makeup. This is how the news. All right, really? Is that necessary?
Shut up. It was an accident.
This is how the news is reporting it. Face darkening makeup, also known as blackface. And based on the videos that have been revealed, he's at least done it three times.
Is it really blackface or is it?
I'll show you pictures here. So
all right,
anyway,
all right. I'm asking. I got to be devil's advocate here, right?
But this isn't the first time.
Yeah, no.
Somebody else. This just came up, I think, a couple years ago, and it was like, oh my god, I can't believe he did it, and they were calling for people's names and shit.
Well, see, I think the issue here, and I think why people are coming after him is because of the hypocrisy, right?
Oh yeah.
This is the same party that talks about cultural appropriations that will any if this had been Trump, let's just say it was Trump, and we find out that years ago Trump wore blackface more than once, more than two times, more than three times. I guarantee you. The news, the rise of the Third Reich, the, you know, KKK is alive, and, you know, all this fucking bullshit.
What if you had a booty on your face?
Hey, I like this meme right here. Look at this.
That, like, blackface?
Nobody. Absolutely no one. Justin Trudeau.
Dude, this is...
he kid. Now, okay, hold on. So he goes out, right? And the first thing that he does, he wants to try to get ahead of it. And so he goes out and he issues out an apology, right?
Was he on an airplane?
Yeah, he's in an airplane. and he comes out and he's like, look, here's the thing.
Somebody did something.
Exactly. So he tries to come out and holds a press conference insisting that people make mistakes and society should judge him on a case-by-case basis. I'm not kidding with you. And so he was asked if this was the only time he did it, and then he confessed to another time in high school, in a high school talent show where he sang the song. Do you guys remember? Day-o.
Day.
High school.
Daylight. Yeah.
Come back. Yes. One.
Wow. Talent show.
So what happens is shortly after his press conference, news outlets start quickly releasing other events, right? They released that one, and then they released another one where he did the same thing. So far, the count right now is three, like I said. So again, we should judge this guy on a case by case basis, right? Yeah.
So, you know, you guys seen the movie Tropic Thunder, right?
Yes.
You know what I mean?
What's his name?
Robert Downey Jr.
Yes. So they did that in the movie, and everybody's fucking left their ass off. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And granted, that movie was
That movie today.
And that was only 13 years ago.
Thank you.
And it's not like that things have changed that much. You know what I mean? It was a comedic spoof. I'm not saying what he did is right. I don't know the context or whatnot, but if...
So, okay, so hold on. So going back to his little press conference. Now, he was asked some questions that you know, challenged him, basically. Are you going to resign? And how different is it for you? Anyway, but here's the thing, dude. The first question that he gets... The first question is, how do you feel about this coming out right now while you're campaigning? That's the question. How do you feel that this came out? Bitch, it's a woman.
Bitch,
you're crazy.
You would think that it would have been, Mr. President, why would you be so insensitive? How could you be so stupid, right? Because according to their standards, homie, according to their standards, they're hypocrites.
Okay,
right?
But do you think this guy, 12, 20 years ago, thought he was going to be running for president?
It's the same thing as what the news media does to a preacher, a pastor, a priest, or a pastor, let's just say, who goes out and has an affair a prostitute. They will drag him through the dirt. Why?
Look at
because
Kavanaugh.
He's not living up to the standards that he's preaching to, right? Right. Here is a liberal who preaches these cultural appropriations, bullshit. You're not living up to it. And the fact that you know, this has to come out, you didn't yourself disclose this. It had to, you know. And here's another question that you got to ask yourself. How long did these news outlets hold on to this? Because how long have they known and they held on to this information?
Right. It was out there. That information was out there. Where was it?
I guarantee you a lot of people who went to school with him or whatever reached out to the news outlets and said, hey, by the way, here's so-and-so with blackface. And he's like, oh, well, we don't need to report this. Why? Because they wanted the guy elected. Yeah. And I feel like the question is, it's a good question. Why now? And I think they're done with him. I think they are. I think he's weak. Anyways, go ahead.
Well, I mean, I think the entire world is starting to kick these guys out. You know, it's happening all over the world. They're electing. I mean, majority of the, if you see all these elections going on around the world, more and more people that are like Trump are getting in. So I don't know. Yeah. I mean, people say that's a bad thing, but I mean,
no. How is it a bad thing?
All because they think that, you know, the Third Reich is rising and whatever the fuck.
Yeah, well,
they're
idiots.
By the way, this is the same guy that wants to replace the word mankind with people kind.
Shut the fuck up. You know, I'm sick and tired of this shit. I got to have a whole conversation with my buddy in New York about this. Look, if I'm trying to, you know, if I, you know, talk to people and whatnot, if I misgender you and you correct me, cool. If I do it a second time, now I'm being an asshole towards you, right? But Jesus Christ, man. Like, oh, I'm sorry, Jesus Christ, people. You know, we got into the conversation about they.
I'm sorry.
About they. Wait, hold on. Yeah. So we got into the conversation about, oh, yeah, you call them they. I'm like, but they is more than one. If I'm talking to one person, that is bad English. If I go, well, they over there. No, I'm talking to you. So you are one thing. You know what I mean? You are one entity. So how can I use the word they to explain something that's singular? You know, so it'd be like, oh, they, no, I'm not talking about multiple. And he's like, well, no, that's how you're supposed to do it. And he's like, oh, I can figure it out.
Says who?
Right. Yeah, and I go, exactly. I go, hey, point of personal I go, look, I go, let's look up the definition of they just to make sure they and them to make sure I'm not crazy. It's more than one entity. You know what I mean? You're talking about multiple. Right. So I was like, so what do you call them? It. Because it refers to one, right? He's like, well, you can't call him that. That's
you
bad.
You call him he or she.
Right? I can't do that either. Sorry.
No. But you see where I'm going? I know this is off on a tangent, right?
No,
but,
go ahead.
But Jesus Christ, you know, I they can talk all this shit. They could say, you know what? A cop is a piece of shit. You call, you know, and then Antifa's calling them whatever the fuck they call them, Uncle Tom's and every fucking dumb racial fucking thing under the sun because, you know, they're standing up to do their job, right? But you say he, oh my God, you hurt my feelings. I got to go to my run to my safe space and then, you know, go sue somebody. Oh my God.
Well,
so
this is getting to be too much.
The problem is that only works if you let it work. And if you stop letting them try to control you, then they have no power and they go away.
Well,
and everything's in context, man. Like, I'm not saying that this is right or wrong or whatever. I mean,
It's wrong for them to tell you.
Yeah, that's it's
what
hypocritical.
You're supposed to think,
right?
Yeah.
So the BBC, and no, that doesn't mean big black cars. The BBC is teaching kids that there are 100 genders.
Really?
Yeah.
Can you name the first three?
Wait, 100 different genders?
There's this video, and they're having the discussion with kids, dude. And telling them, oh, yeah, by the way, you should know that there's 100 genders, right? And
this what?
Is, yes. Okay.
100
Guys,
fucking genders?
What happened to just teaching English, math, maybe some science?
I'm confused as to where they're getting 100 different genders.
Exactly. Just take every letter of the alphabet and add sexual after that.
So they bring up and they bring on this expert. I wish I had the video, but just they bring on this expert, right?
Zosexual, Z-sexual,
and what's his name? Piers Morgan. I don't know if you guys saw this video. No, but actually he challenges him. And he's challenging.
You know,
he has
a little bit over the last 10 years.
So he's going through this list, okay? He's going through this list of genders. And he has an expert, one of the guys who was involved with this list that they came up with. And he has him on the show. And he's like, and he reads one of them. And he says, can you tell me what this is? He's like, I don't know. And he's like, okay, well, what about this other one? I don't know. And he's like, how do you expect people to know 100 genders? And if you mess up, you're going to be offended? You see what I'm saying? Like, so he's challenging me. He's like, 100 genders, dude. It's mind-boggling that nobody is saying anything. Nobody's saying, we got to pump the brakes. There is no 100. You're going against.
So I'm making it my own, a Tim sexual.
There you go. You know what? In fact, my bad. I think what they're trying to be is unique.
I know.
You know what I mean? Like, and
it's not, it doesn't work. It does not work.
Everybody you know gets a different gender? I don't understand how there's 100 genders.
There isn't.
Who thinks that's a thing?
And people, you know what people right now, if they hear this, they think that, no, you're bigoted, you're this, you're not. No.
There it is.
Look. If it actually makes sense, and I have yet to meet anybody that says I'm a Z-sexual or a xenophobe. I don't know what any of this shit means.
But what is that?
I've never met any of these people.
Does anybody know what any of those things mean?
No, even the guy writing it didn't know.
No, but it's a preference. How is a preference something that... It doesn't modify your genetic makeup. Science is pretty agnostic when it comes to your feelings. Yeah. Science can give a shit about how you feel. Anyway,
let's on to
moving on to the next subject, and this is one that I think we're gonna laugh a little bit, but we're gonna get upset. So, President Trump,
yay,
goes to the border wall.
Oh, it's a beautiful wall.
Did you guys see this video?
That was beautiful.
Oh, yeah, so he goes to the border wall. And he's out there. He's signing the wall.
He signed the wall?
He signed the wall.
Oh, my God.
Look at this.
I gotta show you this. So he's out there.
Wow.
He put a stamp of approval, man.
I love it. Jesus. I love it.
And you know if somebody goes in there and tries
good old-fashioned black Sharpie on the wall.
Yeah. So I would just like to know, can we all do that now?
No.
We
got to go exactly where he was and be able to sign it.
You know that's going to be... You can't touch that wall. That's federal property. You ain't getting close to that wall.
Yeah, I was going
to
say, is that graffiti?
On this side? Why not?
I don't think you can get that close.
I don't know.
I don't think you can go that close. I'm pretty sure it's monitored. They're going to say get away from the wall.
There's a road.
No.
Well, right, but Border Patrol is the one that drives them down that road.
I'm sure if you schedule something, I'm sure.
Yeah, I'm probably not. Yeah,
I'm totally
because it's dangerous.
All we have to do is ask. So. We just gotta ask.
Yeah. Well, anyways. I mean, I'm sure there's some sort of federal law stating that if there is a zone that you're not allowed to cross it to, it's written in the law saying within
Area
30
51.
Feet or 100 feet of the wall is considered I don't want to say demilitarized zone, but a safety zone and you're not allowed to enter.
Oh, yeah. My God. I totally want to come out and say, you too can sign the wall.
But I'm sure if they schedule.
Hold on. I've got it.
What?
$25 a piece. You can sign the wall. We'll pay for that goddamn thing.
Oh, it'll help fucking build the wall. I would
genius.
Show.
Genius. Sign
it.
Up. Send him the idea.
That'd be like the Berlin Wall, man.
Yeah.
Trump, it's yours.
Yeah.
Take it.
Hey.
And pay for that wall.
Would we not pay for every kid of ours, too?
Yeah,
we'd be like,
yeah,
all right.
Everybody would be down there.
There's $125 for this family.
I like it. Trump, it's yours, man. Go for it.
I don't even want to
it's
sign
yours.
My freaking, I don't want to sign my
oh
checks.
Oh, my God, that's what? Genius.
I'm
gonna,
what? I don't like put my name.
We're paying for the wall, man. I love it.
Oh, my God.
Hey, you know
people
what?
People would come from all over to do that. I don't care who you are.
Even people from like Guatemala would come here to sign the wall.
Yeah. Guatemalans might sign twice.
There it is. And the races are
with his right hand in his
That's not racism. That's called prejudice.
all you got to do is wear your blackface now.
That's, we're supporting.
With a Make America Great hat.
We're supporting you, Saul.
I'm kidding. All right. So now, obviously, this triggered a bunch of people. And you know what I mean? Like, because they can't see him. And so coincidentally, this week was Mexican Independence week. And so...
Before we get... Mexican Independence week? It's a week.
Well, this week was Mexican Independence. So, was on the, I want to say 20th? No.
That's today.
The 18th?
Yeah.
It was a couple days.
Somewhere this week.
Yeah. So that's kind of like our July 4th, not to be confused with Cinco de Mayo, which is not.
Yeah, not. Right. All right. So... And Tim, you sent us this video, but I'm just gonna play it for
fucking crazy.
It was September 16th.
Something that draws my attention here is in. I want to point out. Obviously, these kids are. Hold on, why can't I hear it? Obviously, they're vandal. You know, like they're creating chaos. They're jumping all over the bus. They're stopping traffic.
They're jumping on people's cars.
Yeah.
Well, is it their car or someone else's car?
No,
both. Other people's.
Now. Obviously, for the listener who can't see this, they're waving hundreds of Mexican flags everywhere, and if you look at the age of these people, they look like kids, homie. Yeah. And I guarantee you anything that these are descendants of Mexicans. These aren't people who were born in Mexico. The vast majority of these people. So this is something that should concern American citizens, which is. That the people who are coming here are not assimilating, homie. They're not assimilating.
No.
They are proud of the country, right? Yeah. It's different to be proud of your culture, but when you're waving the national flag of Mexico in American soil.
They have the Puerto Rican Day Parade and they have their flag.
No, but this is they're stopping traffic. But where are they doing this, Tim?
Oh, Chicago.
All right? Did they plan this?
Probably not.
No. So it's kind of a slap, right? This is what they're trying to do.
The way they're waving.
They're trying to say fuck you to Trump, right? Yeah. So celebrating your holiday and being proud of your holiday is very different than having an affront to doing this.
I'm always going to raise the question. You know, if you go to Mexico, if we all went to Mexico and started waving American flags in the middle of the street
on the 4th of July,
you would probably get your ass whipped and arrested.
Right.
Plain and simple. I understand that because this is the greatest. You can't go to. You ain't gonna be able to do that.
No. We were there for 4th of July.
Last year, after 4th of July.
Yeah, we were there. Did you see everybody waving?
No. Yeah, that's what I was thinking. It's like zero American flags being waved.
And if you celebrate whatever,
you respect the country that you're in.
Right.
Yeah,
you see what I'm saying? Like, and okay, so hold on. When I watched this video, and again, people, you know. They get uncomfortable when I say things like this, but it needs to be said, you know, because here's this. I share their skin color, man. I don't share their nationality. I'm not Mexican. Do I want this part of the world, America, to become Mexico? Fuck no. So, you know, this type of shit pisses me off. It pisses off a lot of people who are not Mexican, who are here, who love this country, and they see this shit. So, you know. I'm going to say what Cat Williams said in one of his stand-ups. And he said, if you loved it so much,
why'd you leave?
Why did you leave?
Yeah.
All right? If you love it so much, why aren't you there? Oh, dude. Do you remember this?
Yeah.
When he was out here in Phoenix and he said this. Oh, and there was a lot of Mexicans in the crowd. And he riled them up, dude. There was this one guy. He was just cussing him out. And then the crowd went crazy. But Cat Williams made a point. And he's saying, guys, You cannot be an American and have loyalty to another country. Okay. You just can't. I'm sorry.
So, you know, my dad, you know, my family, you know, my dad's side, you know, they're from Italy. And my dad will say it all the time. His father used to say, because he used to ask him, he's like, Dad, why don't we, he goes, we live in America.
Yeah.
This is the greatest. And he would say it in Italian, but he goes, it clicked for my dad. And even when he would tell me, and I was like, you know, how come you don't do, you know, certain things with, you know, in Italian or whatever? He goes, this is the greatest country in the world. He goes, if Italy was so great, my parents would have never left.
Yeah, everybody would be going there.
Everybody would be going to Italy. He goes, but this country allowed, you know, he always says, a poor boy, because they were poor.
Yeah.
He goes, this country allowed a poor boy to make something of himself.
Yes.
And he served this country. Yeah. It's just, you got to come here and work.
Yeah.
You don't come here to get a handout. I'm sorry. And that is the problem when you see a lot of this. When you're getting a handout, you don't give a shit. You don't give a shit. And you're basically saying, fuck you. That's a spoiled kid right there saying.
To me, that's a fuck you to the United States.
One of the other things, you had mentioned getting handouts, right? One of the other things that handouts do is they make you resentful because you're in a position where you're not working up to your potential and you're not providing for the people you're supposed to be providing for, and demeans you. It lessens the person that you are. Mm-hmm. And so these people, not only are they taking money from the government, but they hate the government for giving them the money.
Let me tell you something. I feel that way.
Yeah.
We just got laid off.
What?
I can collect unemployment if I want.
You two were just on vacation.
I'm not going to collect unemployment.
Okay.
I can't. Like, doesn't... That, to me, is a handout. I should be able to get a job within... Yeah. I am qualified to go get a job within, hopefully, the next 30 days. I have skills. I didn't get fired because I'm a piece of shit. They just, you know, they eliminated my job. But you see what I'm saying? Like, we're highly skilled...
You're a piece of shit regardless.
Yeah. We're highly skilled... people, and I'm not sitting on my ass going, well, I got laid off with the mobs. We're employable, right? Mm-hmm. So, you know, I mean, looking for jobs, jobs hunting, getting recruiters. I don't want to take a handout. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, so if I prepared, which I kind of did, I can get by for a little bit, but it's going to be tough. But I don't want a handout. But they want you to say, oh, go make sure you take it. No, I don't want it.
Right.
And so I was let go from a job, oh God, probably 20 years ago or so. And basically, it was a real small company, and they were basically going under. So I'm like, yeah, well, bye. And I was like, okay. And I was unemployed for probably a month or so, and I never went on unemployment. But I think my attitude towards that has changed a little bit.
Hmm.
When you look back and you think about how much money you've put in to unemployment, what is wrong with you going back and getting some of that back? It's your money.
I get that, but
you know, it's taxation.
It's your inner person, your inner man going, no, I'm not gonna, I'm not gonna take money from somebody else.
Exactly.
And because if you did take that money, you would be resentful.
We have a severance we got a severance. And you know what I mean? Like, I don't need it. I wouldn't need it. And you know, the what you just said right now reminds me of a tweet that I read that talks about taxes, right? Because that's what you're talking about, right? We're taxed, you know, to our freaking ears. And the quote says this: why am I paying taxes on my wages, then paying sales taxes to spend my money, then paying income taxes on money they already taxed, and paying property taxes after I already paid sales taxes, right? All these taxes. And then you pay a tax when you die. You pay a tax. It's this nonstop, the government constantly reaching into your pocket.
And what's crazy
your money.
We fought a revolution. We revolted
over
tea and stamps. Exactly. Stamp was the final fucking, you know.
Yeah.
And
but it goes to show you how far we've come from what originally the idea
this
was.
This is what happens when you let Democrats run shit because they just tax the shit out of you. Because you go back and you look at all these taxes and when it happened, I guarantee.
Like Obama said, it's redistribution of wealth. Yeah. That's what they want to do. Yeah. They want to take from modern Robin Hoods and they're proud of it. Bernie Sanders mentality. Yeah. They want to take from the rich and give it to the poor.
And they're rich. But they never take it out of their damn pockets.
Yeah. Remember when Obama and Michelle Obama says, you know, we need to make some certain sacrifices because, you know, we're really a $15 million fucking home. What kind of sacrifices are you making? The fuck out of here.
Yeah. On book sale.
I love liberals because, you know, the audacity that they have. That's what you know why? Because they're very happy telling other people, you know, oh, you need to be more generous with your money. So you know what? I'm going to pass laws where I'm going to be able to reach into your pocket so that I can help this person so that person can then vote for me so then I get more power so that I can continue regurgitating this fucking it's a nonstop cycle, man, and people need to wake up. Now, one thing I'm going to get into right now.
It's happening.
And the reason why this wheel – it's getting broken, man, and it's getting broken. One, because we'll get into this, but we talked about Minnesota turning a long time blue state. It's about to turn red. But before we talk about that, Candace Owens is leading the fight against this this mentality, the slave mentality that blacks have had for a long time, and a lot of minorities, and not just blacks,
go Candace.
Now
go.
I'm going to show you a video, okay? I'm going to, and this is somewhat of a long video, but I just want to show you the little introduction
from C-SPAN, right? The one from C-SPAN,
yeah,
because she checked the shit out of these guys, man.
So I'm going to play her opening statement. She gives some alarming facts about abortion and about censorship, right? That's happening.
But you guys understand.
I'm going to be honest with you.
Wait, hold on real quick. Not to cut you off. Yep. But you understand what the whole, what her, this whole spiel was about, right? Why she was on Capitol Hill?
Yep.
So basically, I don't know. Do you guys know what was going on? So what was it? A couple weeks ago with the church shooting and the guy had the manifesto.
Yep.
And they were trying to spin her words of saying, well, you laughed it off and said it's hilarious.
I'm not going to play that yet.
Yeah,
We'll get to that.
But that was the whole point of what this conversation
was
about.
So they're exploring the epidemic. This is what they believe is happening in the rise of racism.
Yeah, white supremacy.
White supremacy and that's causing these things, right? So obviously the Congress right now is controlled by Democrats and they're going to have the type of hearings that they want. The cool thing about it is that Republicans get to call in their own witnesses to testify to certain things, and Republicans continue to call Candace. This is her second appearance.
Bring her back. Bring her back.
But she is fire, dude. I've never gotten a boner. But homie, she is, because she's brilliant and she's beautiful, and I'm telling you, man, she's awesome. I love Candace Owens.
So real quick, as they talk about violence and, you know, white nationalists and everybody that's saying now white people are the problem and it's on the rise, you know, white person, white, like everybody on this committee is white, exactly, saying that there's a white supremacy problem.
Yeah, every single person on here, she appears to be the only black person in that conversation. Yeah. This is her opening statement on this. Just listen to her. She's brilliant.
Chairman, for the opportunity to testify. I want to testify just as a black American today, and I want to first start off by saying that white supremacy is indeed real, but despite the media's obsessive coverage of it, it represents an isolated, uncoordinated, and fringe occurrence within America. It's a fringe occurrence that is being used, in my opinion, by Democrats to scare Americans into giving up their votes to a party that can no longer win based on simple ideas, which is why we're seeing so many of these hearings back to back, despite other threats that are facing this nation. I want to reiterate that point. White supremacy is real, just as racism is real, but neither of these ideologies are real in this room. They have become mechanisms for the left to continue to call these hearings and to distract from much bigger issues that are facing this country and which threaten minorities. Much bigger issues that they are responsible for. White nationalism sounds a lot better as a threat than father absence. When are we going to call a hearing on the 74% of single motherhood rate 74. In black America today?
Yeah,
my guess
about
is probably
last,
never.
Last week.
Since Democrats are the author of that epidemic, which leaves us, black Americans, 20 times more likely to end up in prison, 9 times more likely to drop out of high school, and 5 times more likely to lead a life in poverty and to commit crime. White nationalism also sounds a lot better than illiteracy rates. I'm assuming we're never going to call a hearing on that, which is a real epidemic that is facing black Americans and minority Americans today. An epidemic which, by the way, has a lot closer of a tie to our nation's history of white supremacy. Slave codes in the early 19th century made it illegal for black Americans to learn to read. Why? Because if slaves could read, they could access information. I don't believe that much has changed. On the most recent national assessment of educational progress, just 17% of black students scored proficient in reading at a 12th grade level. 83% of blacks in America were not found proficient in reading at a 12th grade level. Mm-mm. Are we going to have a hearing on that? Probably not. White nationalism also sounds a lot better than abortion as a threat, which has resulted in the slaughter of 18 million black Americans since 1973 and points to a bigger crisis, which is the fact that the black population growth has stagnated in this country. The crisis that in major cities like in New York, we have more black babies that are being aborted than born alive. If we're talking about preserving
That's
lives and we're
sad.
Talking about white supremacy, we should probably have a conversation about that. But today, in this room, we're going to see Democrats try to connect the dots to white supremacy and the internet. So the question is why? So that people who have absolutely nothing to do with propagating white supremacy are censored, silenced, and controlled. Mm. What they are actually after is our permission to censor and silence and control any dissenting voices that go against the mainstream narrative that they wish to propagate. To give a glimpse into just how absurd and expansive the definition of white supremacy has become, I offer to the committee that I have been libeled and smeared by Democrat media cohorts as someone who supports white supremacy. You need but look at me to determine that that just isn't true. Why? Because I routinely say, black people don't have to be Democrats. I am now considered somebody that is radicalizing people on the internet. What a radical idea. Black people waking up to the abuses and the Democrat Party, which has been instigated upon black America over the last 60 years. There have been sincere attempts, just so everybody knows, to censor me on social media because I am radical. YouTube once censored me for criticizing Black Lives Matter. They reversed the censorship and they apologized and they called it a mistake. Facebook once censored me for calling out liberal supremacy as a threat facing black America. What I said specifically was that in any community where liberal policies reign supreme, you will find that black America is hurting. I stand by that assessment. Facebook reversed my censorship, apologized, and claimed it was a mistake. Of course, I'm fortunate that I have a big enough platform that when I get branded something extreme, I can reverse it. But the majority of Americans don't have that platform. The majority of Americans with dissenting opinions are silenced forever. Mm-hmm. Many words which have once held very serious meanings have come to take on a different definition over the last couple of years as Democrats have desperately tried to grapple with the fact that they are no longer able to manipulate Americans with broad claims and broad strokes of racism, sexism, misogyny, and the like. Words like racism, which today most nearly means anything or anyone that disagrees with the liberal, and terms like white nationalism, which today and in this room and upon this floor most nearly means that it's election time, America. It's time for the left to do what they do best. Divide, distract, and hope to keep their most important voting bloc to their party, which is black Americans, angry and emotional and reactive enough to keep voting for the same party that has systematically destroyed our families, sent our men to prison, and deferred all of our dreams. I would close out by telling you that this is not going to work. America, and more importantly, Black America, is waking up to the ploy. The bad acting, the faux concern, these hearings, it's not going to stop Black America from breaking the chain of victimhood, and it's certainly not going to stop me from being one of the loudest voices against it. Thank you.
Oh, thank you so much.
All right, so one thing I want to say about this. When I watched this, I had the biggest erection. I'm erected right now. I'm sorry, guys.
Mine moved too.
Very eloquent rebuttal. I mean, and I'm sorry, not just just introduction.
Did you see the rest of it?
Yeah, yeah. I'm gonna play some of it. But what I want to say is that she speaks very passionate.
Yes,
and she speaks with clarity and common sense. It's easy to understand what she's saying. I hope young conservatives out there who see this are scared, right? Because a lot of conservatives don't want to voice their opinion because guess what? As soon as you express that you're a conservative, you lose friends. It's just the reality.
You're shouted down. You're destroyed. Yeah,
I hope they're motivated to fight against the leftist ideology that's inculcating a lot of minds today. Go ahead.
Yeah, but it's not just conservatives that need to be listening to this.
You're right. Yes.
The liberals that are out there that think that, because what she's talking about, the history books are erasing. Mm-hmm. And she's bringing it to light to say, hey, wake up, people.
Right.
You think liberalism is the way, but look at what it's done and how you can't find it anymore in the open.
People are waking up now.
They are.
Yeah. And right.
I'm happy about that.
Yeah. Because
it's not just one. It's not just one person.
All of America should be happy about that because it's going to do nothing but improve the lives of everyone in America when they realize what is happening.
Yeah.
You know, it's funny how, you know, like you just said, for young conservatives, it's like, oh, you're a conservative, we're not friends no more. But if someone tells me they're liberal, I don't go, well, we're not friends.
Exactly.
Let's have, you know, if you want to ever have a conversation, let's have it. Dude, but you can't because they get so emotional.
They
even when they try to argue a point, and if you like, well, look at the unemployment rate. Look at this. Oh my God, but Donald Trump's just racist. Like they always go back to the same thing. And I'm just like,
yeah. And anytime someone tells you that Donald Trump's racist, all you have to do is say, you know, I hear that all the time, but no one's been able to
prove it.
Show me any.
That's why the minority community is starting to get behind him. Yep. His approval rating inside the minority community is going up. And if they say that's bullshit, the facts are there. The numbers are there. The more and more on social media you're going out, I'm seeing more and more minorities stating claim that we support Donald Trump. They might not like everything he stands for or what he tweets about, but they go, holy shit. As much as I read a great thing on Twitter where this guy was like, you know, I was going back and forth with my friend and we always used to DM. And he's like, I can't believe you're a conservative voting for Trump. And he's like, Candace Owen, blah, blah, blah. And he's like, I started listening to her. And he goes, man, I hate to say this and I hate to admit it, but he goes, she's right.
Yeah, she is.
And when you start realizing, like, oh.
See, when will she be old enough to run for president? Because let me tell you, she's 30. She just turned 30 this year.
She better keep her nose clean and not have any damn skeletons in the closet.
Is it 35 to run for president?
Who gives a fuck if she has skeletons in her closet?
35 or 36.
Yeah,
to me, she might be the first female president.
Everybody has skeletons.
I'm thinking Trump Owens, 2020. Trump
Owens, yeah.
No, he's going to keep Pence.
All right, so there's one more video, and this is the one that Tim referenced
at the
beginning. And so she's obviously, you know, giving her testimony and whatever. And there was a part of it. I'm not going to show the whole 3 hours of it, but there was a moment where she laughed and said something, you know, what I find hilarious is this, right? And one of the white liberal people who's trying to propagate this idea that there's a rise in white supremacy, basically says, I don't understand. She basically tells her, you're laughing at the death that happened because of this guy who killed people. And so then she clarifies that. And so I'm giving you a little context because that's what this is going to be about. So
real quick, there was more to that, right? So real quick. So as she was going on, right, they said something and she literally looked at him and says, I think I'm the only one here that can actually talk about this because, you know, I'm black. Right. Because they're like sitting there trying to tell us that. She's like, no, I think I understand the black community more than anybody here.
Yeah.
You know, because they're trying to tell her what's going on. She's like, I understand this a little bit more than you or how it feels. You know what I mean? And she shut them up. They were trying to argue with her. They literally just shut up.
What are you trying to say, Jeremy?
Well, I have a problem with people saying, because I am Asian, I know more about the Asian community than you do. It's like, well, you don't know that. You know, you could have a white congressman from an Asian area, the group with, you know, within an Asian family or whatever. And they may, just because they're, you know, they're not of that an Asian descent doesn't mean that they don't know things, right?
I get what you're saying.
That same problem when women say, well, just because you're a man, you don't know what it's like. It's like
you don't have a uterus. You can't make it.
Right.
Yeah.
No, I get what you're saying. You don't get to say that. You don't get to say that I don't know what I'm talking about just because of something, right?
And so, but to a certain extent, from what Tim is saying, I think what she's saying carries a little bit more weight just because she grew up being a black person.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying?
Right. I guess I'm just in a generalization, right? I don't like coming from that point of view.
Yeah, I get it.
But that's fine.
All right, so let me play this and we'll see. Again, this is the liberal woman who was trying to raise awareness of the rise of white supremacy, and she's going to accuse Candace Owens of something. And you're here with you'll hear this exchange.
I just have to say that I object strenuously to your use of the word hilarious. To me, this feels a lot like your reaction to being named in one of these manifestos. Now, you're, of course, not responsible for the words of somebody writing that document, but I do think that laughing at it is a real problem. Because these are real families that are impacted by this violence.
Look at her face.
And I think our efforts towards talking about this have to start from a place of mutual respect, which is what I've heard from this side of the table. Now, the reason we don't have those numbers, I want those numbers as much as you do, but the numbers don't show something is simply not supported by the data.
Okay, and I have 38 seconds left, Ms. Mulligan, if you want to respond within that time.
The only thing I would add is that it's in the name, terrorism, domestic terrorism. It terrorizes us. It terrorizes us in our homes. It terrorizes us in our schools. And to the points made by the other panelists, it is disproportionate to its impact on any individual life. And it's not.
You reject the idea it's something that doesn't matter or doesn't really matter?
Absolutely reject.
Okay.
Ms. Owens, obviously this is a gang up on you. You know, we're giving these witnesses the ability to do a rebuttal on you. And so, you know, I find it unfair, Ms. Ballou. I mean, you know, candidly, for you to show mutual respect and then you to go after Ms. Owens, it's not appropriate. So, Ms. Owens, you can have 4 minutes and 34 seconds to respond.
I'll
yield.
Thank you. I believe, Ms. Owens, when you used the word hilarious, it was referencing the fact that no one had asked you a question. It wasn't to the subject matter of the hearing. Is that right?
That is correct.
And to have another witness insinuate something that is not accurate is just not appropriate, Mr. Chairman, for how witnesses are supposed to behave in front of this committee. I also think you didn't say it doesn't matter about the subject matter of today's hearing. You said there are other subjects that matter as well, and maybe we should spend some time on those. Is that accurate?
That is correct, and they matter much, 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 much more. And I have said that. I said that in my opening, and I will say it again. You know that white supremacy and white nationalism is nowhere near, ranks nowhere near the top of the issues that are facing Black America. And the reason that you are bringing them up in this room is because it is an attempt to make the election all about race as the Democrats.
Not in my case, Ms. Owens. I'm sorry. Please do not characterize my motive.
Mr. Chairman, it's my time.
Yeah,
it's my time.
You've got your time, Mr. Mendoza. You have 3 more seconds.
Every 4 years, you bring up race, and you knew exactly what I meant when I said hilarious, and you just tried to do live what the media does all the time to Republicans, to our president, and to conservatives, which you tried to manipulate what I said to fit your narrative, okay? I was not referring to the subject matter that is hilarious. I said it's hilarious that we are sitting in this room today, and I've got two doctors and a missus, and nobody can give us real numbers that we can respond to so we can assess how big of a threat this is. Because you know that it is not as big of a threat as you are trying to make it out to be so that you can manipulate. And the audacity of you to bring up the Christchurch shooting manifesto and make it seem as if I laughed at people that were slaughtered by a homicidal maniac is, in my opinion, absolutely despicable. And I think that we should be above that. To try to assign reality or any meaning to a homicidal maniac writing a manifesto, which, by the way, let the record show, also stated Spyro the Dragon, the child's cartoon, as a source of inspiration. He also cited Nelson Mandela as a source of information. I don't think that Nelson Mandela has inspired mosque shootings. You can correct me if you think I'm wrong. You would rather assign meaning to a homicidal maniac than to actually address that I said to the things that I said today that are actually harming Black America. Number one, father absence. Number two, the education system and the illiteracy rate. Illegal immigration ranks high. Abortion ranks high. White supremacy and white nationalism, if I had to make a list again of 100 things, would not be on it. This hearing, in my opinion, is a farce. And it is ironic that you're sitting here and you're having three Caucasian people testify and tell you what their expertise are. Do I know what my expertise are? Black in America. I've been Black in America my whole life, all 30 years, and I can tell you that you guys have done the exact same thing every 4 years ahead of an election cycle, and it needs to stop.
I came at that. I splooged.
I climaxed. I can't.
Toes cramped. You know what? Sometimes when I listen to her and her verbal rebuttal, they're poignant. They're to the point.
Yes.
They're and I sometimes I wish I could talk like that. You know, just have
right.
access to information.
We all wish we could.
You know what I mean? Like, but it's beautiful. It's beautiful to watch. And he left these ladies freaking in the dust. You know, because he pointed out the hypocrisy. He pointed out the lies. He pointed out Democrats every 4 years during an election they try to rile up the Black community, and because they know they need them to vote 90%. For the Democratic Party, or whatever percentage they're voting. Now, here's one thing that did you want to mention something?
Oh, I was just gonna say. I mean, how can you argue with those numbers and those facts? Because you heard what they were going for. Like she was presenting in her opening statement all this information, and then you see this girl be like, "Oh my God!" Like, just for the record, you saying things are hilarious is not like you could. Like, do you talk to you talk to your kid that way? And that's why your kid's a shithead, probably. Excuse me, Tommy. We don't use our angry voice. We use our words, not our temp. You know, and you just see it's like, okay, you know, you're a hot girl with glasses that somebody gave you a fucking law degree and probably took the test for you. Mm-hmm. What fucking value do you have? Because you know what. You're trying to pass the same narrative as what the people put you on that panel to do.
Timmy was taught how to use his words.
Didn't she say in her testimony, you have two doctors and a miss?
Yeah.
So the other two that were speaking were doctors, and she's the miss, right? And she's like, you guys have nothing. You have numbers to back your...
We want those numbers, too. We wish we could have them.
Yeah. Bitch, you're testifying here.
Yeah.
You should have come prepared.
Right.
She's the only one who showed up with statistics.
She makes them look stupid every time. Every time she talks, she makes a lot of people look really dumb because they're going on and on and on. And she's, all right, let's have a conversation.
Yeah. I have a question. Can you make someone look dumb, or is that upon them to do it?
Well,
you know, so I have a question though. Seriously, if you were to testify in front of Congress and if you were to sit there and say nothing the whole time, would they think you dumb?
Wait, say that again.
No,
I think you dumb.
There's a famous statement. It's like, it's better to sit there quietly and be thought stupid than to open your mouth and remove all doubt.
Yes. All right. So hold on. With that being said, there's something that I want to show you guys because this is freaking hilarious. Democrats had a meeting today in Congress. In Congress. And here's just another evidence of this. And I found this hilarious because, okay, so we saw Gates last week. I showed you guys a video of Gates. No. What was his name? The congressman. The guy who was with Lewandowski.
Lewandowski.
Yeah.
Corey Lewandowski.
Yeah, but Gates was the one who was the congressman who was...
Oh, yeah, Gates with a Z.
Yeah. So I have another video of him where because Al Sharpton was testifying as well.
Who?
And I'm going to show you a video of Gates reading out Al Sharpton's racist statements that he has said in the past. This is freaking...
Isn't that all of them?
This is hilarious. You're going to love this. I couldn't stop laughing at this. Gates reads back Al Sharpton's racist statements. So watch.
Reverend Al Sharpton has referred to members of the Jewish faith as blood-sucking Jews and Jew bastards. Is that true, or did you not say those things?
They are patently untrue.
Have you ever referred to members of the Jewish faith as white interlopers or diamond merchants?
No, sir. I referred to one in Harlem, an individual who I didn't even know was Jewish, as an interloper.
Have you ever referred to African-Americans who disagree with you as yellow and then the N-word?
I don't know that I've referred to people as names. I don't know if it's because they disagree with me.
I ain't having no march. I believe in fighting. Well, fight then. Ain't nobody holding you. I'll off the man. We'll off him. Plenty of crackers walking around here tonight. Did you say those words?
I do not recall.
Have you said, I'm in hell already, I'm in Israel?
Yeah.
Have you ever referred to African-Americans who disagree with you as Negro militants?
I didn't know that was a derogatory statement.
You referred to people as Greek homos, didn't you?
I do not recall how I referred to anyone.
Mr. Sharpton, have you ever referred to African-Americans who disagree with you as cocktail-sip Negroes?
Holy shit.
He said I have.
I have. This is what people forget. We're in the information age. Anything that you say,
any of that stuff can be proven like that.
I don't recall. This is the article that.
By the way, what's up with his oversized
head?
He's old. He lost so much weight.
He lost a lot of weight, and
his head didn't.
Dying.
His head is like freaking huge.
Yeah. It could be.
He looks like those emojis with
slow and painful
emojis.
Oh my lord!
He looks like a walking emoji. Okay. Anyways, all right. So did we want to cover anything else? Because I think we covered everything. Oh, there was one thing with Beto O'Rourke.
You mean Robert Francis
Beta,
O'Rourke?
Beta the Francis?
Robert Francis.
So a woman confronts him in one of his little rallies that he's having, and she freaking lays out the
good.
Facts.
Show about me.
Yeah,
me.
Yeah. This is actually a good one.
Heard your speech and heard what you had to say regarding hell yes, we're going to take your AR-15s.
Yes!
Let's
be respectful.
Well, I am here to say hell no, you're not. So, with that, I would like to know how you intend to legislate evil, because it is not the gun, it is the heart of the man that does that. We all have stories. Excuse me?
Let's allow her to finish, please.
We can all have these stories. We all have the experiences. I was living in Aurora during Columbine. I had just recently moved when the Aurora shootings happened, yet I have very close ties here. Yet all of those people were there defenseless. They had no
way
to defend themselves against a crazed shooter. So I want to know how you intend to legislate the hearts of men and leave American citizens like myself, American mothers. I have 4 children. I'm 5'0", 100 pounds. Cannot really defend myself with a fist.
It's okay. Let's allow her to finish.
I don't have my AR-15 today. I have my Glock.
I have my what?
I have my Glock.
Anyway. I want to know how you're going to legislate that, because a criminal by defense breaks the law. So all you're going to do is restrict law-abiding citizens like myself. We all know that you, sir, have a criminal history, and I understand that burglars do not like armed defense.
It's okay.
Yes, sir. Burglars do not like armed defense, yet that is a right that we have that shall not be infringed in America.
She called him out.
Yeah.
You have a criminal record. You're a burglar.
Yeah.
Was he a burglar?
Yeah.
Oh, he robbed somebody.
Yeah, dude. He went to... Yeah.
How was he still in the running?
My homie. Dude, exactly. So, thank you.
So I'm going to close it out with a Tim's
terrible tweets.
A Tim's terrible tweet.
Time for Tim's terrible tweet. Let's go down.
Tweet us. I'm just going to do this. This was the mic drop of the day.
All right.
I think it was probably the most savage fucking tweet it's not the most savage I've ever heard, but this is pretty close.
You're putting it on a pedestal. You're putting this on a pedestal, man.
Oh, no.
Can you tell who's it from?
Oh, no. You guys can take a guess. Oh, no. Really big political news. Perhaps the biggest story in years. Part-time mayor of New York City, Bill de Blasio, who was polling at a solid zero but had tremendous room for growth, has dropped out of the presidential race. NYC is devastated. He is coming home.
Oh, poor New York.
Is that Trump? That's Trump.
President Donald J. Trump.
De Blasio is out.
Ready? That is the most savage tweet.
Exactly.
No. But
I don't have it. That's freaking hilarious. That's great.
I mean, think about this. Think about what he said. Who was polling at a solid zero, but had tremendous room for growth.
Yeah, he had potential, basically, is what he said.
Shockingly,
dropped out of the presidential race. New York City's devastated. He's coming home.
So we one thing we didn't get into was the Minnesota the stronghold of the Republicans. I think we'll just mention shortly. Right now, there was a documentary that you sent to us, Tim, that talked about Minnesota.
Yeah, the miners.
So the miners out there, they are slowly starting to turn. I think they're going to turn the state red, man. So, I think this is going to be the first time in over 30, 40 years, man.
So some of the things they were talking about real quick on this is that they're not coal miners. They mine some really fine
steel.
Yeah. So when he was saying it was like back in the day, it was like 16,000 people were employed by this. And now that city has about like 45 and they voted Democrat all the time. Yeah. And they're like, I got to side with them. They go, I might not like everything he stands for, but, you know, he supports our industry.
He's bringing jobs back.
He's bringing jobs
back. He's putting tariffs on imported steel.
And you know what's changing it? Also, the guy said it straight out. Ilhan Omar is just way too much for them because the immigration, because they brought it. And this was a CNN. I'm shocked that CNN ran this. CNN was actually the one that ran this article, this interview.
The Communist News Network?
Yeah, but they ran the article and they would be, and I'm shocked they did it because it was basically saying why this town, and it was just blasting everything that's going on in Minnesota.
Everything happens in cycles, right? You had the pendulum swing, they call it, right? So right now, it's all the way over here with Ilhan Omar getting elected and everyone going, what the fuck did we just elect? And it's going to swing back.
Yeah. But I think I think
this next election, because Trump is in the ballot, so a lot of people are going to go show up for Trump. And because Trump is in the ballot, this is what I'm telling you, Tim, that a lot of what people do is they'll just go straight red.
Yeah,
they'll say, okay, he's in the ballot, and I'm just going straight. I think we might take control of the House. We're going to take control of the Senate. We'll take control of the presidency. And Trump is going to appoint two more Supreme Court justices. The Liberal Party, the Democratic Party, is going to suffer a severe blow. Yeah, I think it's going to break them up, man.
How long do you think they're gone?
No, they're never going to go away. They're going to have to regroup. They're going to have to regroup, change their narrative. Just like anything else, say what needs to be said and then just go do the opposite when they, you know.
Well, but don't you think it'd be easier to just do a new party and go from
new parties
there?
Never work, man. Look at the Tea Party. The Tea Party movement really didn't go far.
But there's not the same animosity between the terms. It wasn't like they had a candidate.
Party. Yeah.
Right. But now think about it. The Tea Party was almost the extreme. Right, just kind of like how Omar and all them are
not necessarily. The Tea Party was upset at the Obamacare that they freaking brought this off. That's when the Tea Party rose up. They really didn't have a platform. There was no leader. There was nobody who represented the group. It was a movement. It was a grassroots movement. Yeah. That was a real grassroots movement. There was nobody who led them. If you think about it, who was the leader? We don't know.
Sweet Tits. What was her name?
There really wasn't anybody. All right, anyways, we're going to leave it there, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for joining us on this episode of The Salty Show. Find us on the social media platforms, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram. Tim is posting, right, Tim?
Drawing him. Tim.
I've been posting.
He's got a lot of time. He's jobless. You know?
I spend my time looking for a job and not
going to one.
Yeah.
All right, there's always going to be an excuse. Anyways, thank you for joining us. We'll catch you all next time.
All right, have a good one, guys.
Adios.
Bye.